What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Gridiron Fantasy Football Podcast for Friday, December 11th, 2020. And I'm Chip. I'm your host, and thank you so much for listening today. If you're a new listener, thank you so much for joining us as well. If you'd like to share our podcast, you can find us over on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and Amazon Music. If you'd like to watch us, you can watch us over on YouTube at Gridiron Fantasy Football. So please do me a favor, hit subscribe, hit the bell so you don't miss any more episodes. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about all of the Week 14 matchups and all the starts and sits for Week 14. But before we do that, let's go into the Thursday Night Football recap. And we had a Super Bowl rematch of a few years ago. We had the Los Angeles Rams against the New England Patriots. And this ended a little differently. The Rams were able to beat the Patriots 24-3. And honestly, the Patriots, they score 45 points and shut out the Chargers last week, and they can't score a touchdown this week. So very interesting. But we know the Rams defense is pretty top notch. So I understand like the struggles there. But man, just a boring game, to be honest with you. But from a fantasy standpoint, this was the first game played, and some people had some fantasy players going in this game. So, you know, when it comes to that, Jared Goff, I mean, if you're playing Jared Goff, you're probably playing him in a two-quarterback league, but didn't really do too much for you there. I mean, he had two touchdowns, but, I mean, it wasn't like a massive game, which, you know, Bill Belichick is really good on scheming against certain players. So, but the fact of the matter is that Jared Goff still had a decent fantasy game for you. But, you know, it's one of those things where Cam Newton had a very rough game. He was pulled in the fourth quarter, and this is, I think, I don't know if this is the beginning and end of Cam Newton, because this is his starting job. This is, you know, they continue to call him the starting quarterback, and he's not putting himself in the position to try to get another contract with the Patriots and hopefully be a starter somewhere else next year if that's the case. But, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, the Patriots don't have a lot on offense. I mean, this is one of the reasons why Tom Brady left and went to Tampa, because he needed weapons around him, and Cam Newton can't do everything on his own. So, you know, that's unfortunate. But, you know, with that being the case, let's move on to some good news about Cam Akers. Now, Cam Akers, you know, he was a guy that was drafted high by the Rams in the draft in 2020, and he has not done much all season. And all of a sudden, you saw the last couple weeks, it was pretty much they're working him more and more and more into gaining more snaps and becoming more part of the offense. And now you saw all that take place in week 14. Now he had 29 carries for 171 yards. He didn't score. However, you know, it's still encouraging to see a guy, if you had patience with Cam Akers, you didn't drop him. Now it is hard. You know, most people probably had played him on your bench because, you know, you still with the whole Malcolm Brown, the Daryl Henderson stuff, like you weren't sure if you could really trust Cam Akers. But if you look at the trends going for the last couple of weeks where Cam Akers was starting to get used in the offense a lot more, it was a good game from him. So by far, the breakout game that we're hoping for Cam Akers. So if you're in the fantasy playoffs, you played him, kudos to you. Now you have a guy that you had waited on, and now you can try to plug and play. Hopefully, you know, this is continue to be the outings he puts out and try to win you a championship, but a good, you know, good outing from him. Now for Damian Harris, didn't have a really good game. He only had 50 yards on the ground. He left late in the fourth quarter with the injury, so not much coming from him. You know, Sony Michel came out, you know, in relief, and he has 7 carries for 22 yards. And then when it comes to the wide receivers, now the Rams, you know, Tyler Higbee, this is the thing. Tyler Higbee led the team in yardage with 34 yards, but obviously Cooper Kupp, he was the one that was the main guy. He had 5 catches for 33 yards on one touchdown and 1 touchdown on 5 targets. So, you know, he's a guy that him and Robert Woods continue to be the 2-1-2 punch there. You know, Robert Woods had 5 catches for 32 yards and off of 8 targets. So those are the guys that you can trust, you know, as a wide receiver 2 or flex. But, you know, those are pretty much the main guys that, you know, in fantasy lineups that could have been talked about. But the biggest news was Cam Akers and how he did last night, kind of his breakout game. But with that being the case, let's get into all the matchups and all the starts and sits for week 14. And I'm going to start off with the Denver Broncos versus the Carolina Panthers. They have the over-under as a 45.5 over-under with a 3-point favorite to the Panthers. And when it comes to the starts in this game, I have at quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, but I have him more as a quarterback too. So if you're in a two quarterback league, he's a guy that you can play. I mean, most starting quarterbacks are being played in two quarterback leagues or super flex leagues. So Teddy Bridgewater is one of them. At running back, I have Melvin Gordon, Mike Davis, because now we have Christian McCaffrey out once again. And I'm wondering about Christian McCaffrey. I'm wondering if they're going to go and just shut him down for the rest of the season. There's no point to, you know, risk injury to a guy that's your franchise in games that are pretty much meaningless, you know? So I know that Christian McCaffrey wants to get back out there and play. I know fantasy owners want Christian McCaffrey to come back and play, but it's not, it looks like he's just having those nagging injuries just catch up with him this year. So it was a high ankle sprain, then it was his shoulder, now it's his quad. I don't know. I'm biased, but I think that they should shut down Christian McCaffrey because it's just not, it's not worth the risk of him getting an ACL tear, then he's out for majority of next season. But I'm not the coach, that's just me. But at wide receiver, you're going to play Robbie Anderson. And then at tight end, I think a must-start is Noah Fant. You're going to sit Drew Lock in this game. You're not going to play him. When it comes to the flex, I think Jerry Jeudy and Tim Patrick have some appeal here just based on target share. Curtis Samuel, I think because of DJ Moore being out, I think Curtis Samuel becomes a decent flex play here. You know, when we've seen the last few weeks when Christian McCaffrey was out, we've seen Curtis Samuel kind of be a utility player for the Panthers. We've seen him in the backfield. We see him, you know, obviously catching the ball. But I think that now that DJ Moore is out, I do think that that helps out Curtis Samuel's value for this week. And then my boom bust candidate for this game is Philip Lindsay. You know, he's been nicked up a little bit. You know, it was last week. Melvin Gordon was the guy that you know, showcased, you know, the, you know, for fantasy owners there. But Philip Lindsay, I still think he's the boom bust. He still can break out a long run, but I don't feel confident playing Philip Lindsay in this game if I own him. Now moving on to the Houston Texans versus Chicago Bears. They have over under 45.5 again. So then the Texans are favored by 1 point. Now in this game, I'm starting Deshaun Watson. I'm starting Mitchell Trubisky. You know, this is a guy that I think is a good streamer for the week. I think he's a guy that he has, it looks ugly, but this is the one thing you can't watch Mitch Trubisky play the game. You can't watch the Chicago Bears game if you're not a fan. You just need to just see the points, add up on your scoring and just let it be. Because this is just a quarterback that is good for fantasy just because of the garbage time that could happen, just because of the high volume that of, you know, passing the ball. It's just one of those things where I still think Mitch Trubisky is a good streamer. And running back, you're going to start David Montgomery. David Montgomery has one of the best playoff schedules, so David Montgomery has to be in your lineup. Duke Johnson, news came out today that, you know, David Johnson is going to be on the COVID list, so he's out. So Duke Johnson will be the guy who replaces him. Allen Robinson at wide receiver, you're playing. You know, Brandon Cook, he is questionable, but it looks like, you know, we don't have any more news yet if he's going to be in or out, but I'll have that video tomorrow when that with all the injuries and all the ins and outs for week 14. But if Brandon Cook is active, you play him, but you have to realize Chicago Bears are very good pass defense. So just something to just have low expectations on. In a flex, I think Kiki QT is a decent flex based on target share. I think Cole Kmet. So Cole Kmet has been gaining more snaps for the Chicago Bears. He's a tight end for the Chicago Bears. And I do think that because of that, you know, you need to, you know, I think now you have to kind of lean more towards Cole Kmet and then now kind of fade away from Jimmy Graham. I think this is the route they're going. So I think he may have some appeal there when it comes to, you know, playing, you know, him at tight end. And then boom bust is Jordan Akins. Just because it's based on Will Fuller being suspended, target share, I think that Jordan Akins could be a boom bust candidate. It's not a great pick. If you're stuck at tight end, all the other tight ends are just gone. You can't find a better tight end. I think this could be a guy that you could hopefully plug and play and hopefully get you a touchdown. But moving on to the Dallas Cowboys versus the Cincinnati Bengals. This is an over-under 42.5, and the Cowboys are favored by 3.5 points. In this game, I'm starting Andy Dalton. I think he's another good streamer. I think that with quarterbacks the way they are, if you're dealing with an injury or you had Carson Wentz who got benched, and you're looking for a streamer, this could be a guy that you could rely on. The Bengals are not a very good defense, so I think this could have some appeal here. At running back, you're going to play Zeke. He is limited in practice this week with a calf injury. So obviously, if Zeke's not playing, you're going to play Tony Pollard. And then for the Bengals, you're playing Giovanni Bernard. At wide receiver, you're going to play Amari Cooper. And at tight end, you're going to play Dalton Schultz. When the players I'm going to sit in this game is Brandon Allen and then AJ Green. I'm not going to play those. They're not going to be in my lineup. At the flex, I'm going to play CeeDee Lamb, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins. I think these are good flex options for this game. And the boom bust candidate for this game is Michael Gallup. The reason why I have him here is because he is dealing. He had 11 targets, right? Andy Dalton sometimes just locks in on Michael Gallup because of what's going on with CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper. And I think that, you know, this is the fantasy playoffs. You need some magic to happen. And with the target share that he got on Monday night against the Ravens, or a Tuesday night, I should say, I mean, it should be, you know, it could be, you know, it could be a decent boom bust candidate there. But that's the thing. You know, he had 11 targets on Tuesday night, but doesn't necessarily mean he's going to have 11 targets on, you know, Sunday. So just something to monitor, something to look at if you need a candidate there that could be on your waiver wire. Now moving on to the Tennessee Titans versus Jacksonville Jaguars. This is an over-under 52.5. It's a, you know, the Titans are favored by 7.5 points. The must-start for this game is Ryan Tannehill. And I think Mike Glennon, like I said, if you're in a two-quarterback league or a super flex league, Mike Glennon is a decent, you know, a decent start. He's definitely competent enough to be a decent backup quarterback. I think that there's enough pieces around in Jacksonville where it could be a decent play. But Mike Glennon's only a play in a two-quarterback super flex league. At running back, I'm playing Derrick Henry, James Robinson. At wide receiver, A.J. Brown and Corey Davis. At tight end, I think Jonnu Smith, he's a good start just because of the way the tight end landscape is this year. It's just not good. So he's definitely a guy who's had a decent season, so you play him. At the flex, I think DJ Chark is, you know, a decent flex here. And for a boom bust, I got Laviska Shenault Jr. He may get another ricochet touchdown this game. I mean, that touchdown he had last week was pretty fluky, but you know, he was a guy that was pretty consistent early on in the season. Then he was out with some hamstring issues, and now he's back. But I think he can be considered a boom bust for this game. Now moving on to the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Miami Dolphins. This is a 50.5 over-under, and the Chiefs are favored by 7.5 points. The must-starts for this game are Patrick Mahomes. I think Tua, he's a low-end quarterback too for this game, so I think you could play him. At running back, Miles Sanders and then Clyde Edwards-Helaire are those running backs that you can play. You know, Tyreek Hill, obviously, he's been having a massive season. You're definitely playing him. And he has the best matchup this week when it comes to who he has to go against in the corner slot. You know, it's Nick Needham. So, like, I think that with that being the case, you know, he could definitely have a big game for fantasy owners this week. Then Devontae Parker, he's a good start. At tight end, you're obviously starting Travis Kelce. He has another good matchup on who he gets lined up against for the Miami Dolphins. So I think that Travis Kelce could have another massive week. And it's interesting. I saw this stat this morning where Travis Kelce could be the first tight end to lead in yardage, even more than wide receivers. So he's having a massive season. I don't think people realize that he's putting up like wide receiver one numbers and could lead the league. If it continues to trend this way, he could lead the league in receiving amongst receivers and tight ends, which is pretty crazy. And then for the Dolphins, you're going to play Mike Gesicki. For boom bust candidates in this game, I always have Sammy Watkins here and Mecole Hardman because they can always get this bomb of a play. So I think that these two guys could get you a touchdown, you know, if you're looking for some type of high hopes for something for this game. Then moving on to the Arizona Cardinals versus the New York Giants. This is an over-under of 45 points. The Cardinals are favored by 3 points. And the must-starts in this game, I have Kyler Murray. You know, I have him as a must-start. Daniel Jones, again, this is for two quarterback leagues. I think that he could have some decent appeal here. At running back, you're playing Kenyon Drake, Wayne Gallman. At wide receiver, you're going to start DeAndre Hopkins. And tight end, you're going to start Evan Ingram. For the flex, I think Chase Edmonds gets enough workload where he could get you a touchdown. He's a good PPR, you know, option there as well. I think Sterling Shepard as well for the Giants is a good flex. Boom bust candidates. At wide receiver, I have Darius Slayton and Christian Kirk. Now, I know Christian Kirk, he had a stretch of games where he was scoring, I think he had like 5 touchdowns within like 3 or 4, or, you know, 2 or 3 games. And ever since then, he just has not been the same player. I don't know if it's the schemes that the defense are playing against the Cardinals, but you know, if Larry Fitzgerald is out again due to COVID, I still think he's the second best option. I know Andy Isabella is there too, but I think that Christian Kirk could definitely be a boom bust for this game. Now moving on to the Minnesota Vikings versus the Tampa Bay Bucks. Now there's a lot of fantasy players in this game. This is the one game I looked at. And it was crazy. But, you know, Vegas thinks there's going to be they have an over-under of 52.5. And the Bucks are favored by 6.5 points, which I'm kind of surprised. I mean, the Bucks have not been playing well. But the must starts in this game, Tom Brady, Kirk Cousins, at quarterback, at wide receiver, playing Adam Thielen, Justin Jefferson, Chris Godwin. You're going to play, obviously, Mike Evans. You're playing Antonio Brown. And at tight end, you're going to play Gronk. Obviously, at running back, Dalvin Cook. With Dalvin Cook, the Bucs have one of the best rush defenses in the NFL. And Dalvin Cook has one of the hardest playoff schedules. So the good thing about Dalvin Cook, he's going to get the volume. So with that being the case, he's a must start. You're never going to start or you're never going to sit a Dalvin Cook or Alvin Kamara, any of these guys, because they are the fantasy studs that we have on rosters. But this could be a game that could end up being, you know, a low scoring game for him. But because of the volume, I still think he's going to have a decent game. You know, you're going to play Ronald Jones the same as well. I mean, he's top five in rushing yards this year. You can't sit Ronald Jones. I really like Ronald Jones. I think he runs hard. I think that they need to stop with the Leonard Fournette stuff and just play Ronald Jones full time. But I do get, you know, it's based on what Tom Brady wants in the sense of the guys that he wants out there in certain situations. So he's never going to be on the field 100% of the time. And then for boom bust candidates, I have Leonard Fournette. You know, like I said, Leonard Fournette seems to be the third down back. So he could be, you know, a guy who gets a couple receptions and maybe a touchdown if he is getting the goal line carries. But he's definitely a boom bust for me. And then Irv Smith Jr. So Kyle Rudolph may be out for this game. So that being the case, he's going to get the targets, you know, for that. So I think that but Irv Smith Jr. is, you know, questionable as well due to a groin injury. So if that's the case, then you have to, you know, pivot. But, you know, the Bucs are historically not very good on guarding the tight end. So this could be a decent game from him if he's active. But overall, I think this is going to be a pretty decent game. So hopefully, you know, this is with all these fantasy implications, all the players in this game that are on fantasy rosters and starting, I hope this ends up being one of those big scoring games, because the Bucs secondary, they're good on rush, you know, rush defense, but they're getting torched. I mean, we just saw what Tyreek Hill did to him before the bye week. I mean, 200 yards and 2 touchdowns in the first quarter. I mean, that's insane. So if Justin Jefferson can get loose, it's going to be a long day for the Bucs defense, but we'll see. But moving on to the Colts versus the Las Vegas Raiders. They have an over-under of 51 points, and the Colts are favored by 3 points. The must starts in this game, I think, are Derek Carr. I think he's he definitely could have a good week. You know, Phillip Rivers, you know, he's more, you know, obviously if you're playing a two quarterback league, but he's kind of that fringe QB1 this week as well. At running back, I'm playing Jonathan Taylor. Now for the Raiders, the news about Josh Jacobs, there's a chance that he could play. So obviously if Josh Jacobs is active, you're playing Josh Jacobs. If not, Devontae Booker's the guy that you're going to substitute and pivot to. But we don't know all the news yet about that, so we'll hopefully have all the news on Saturday when we do that video about all the injuries and who's in and who's out. You're also going to play Nyheim Hines. At tight end, you're going to play Darren Waller, and you're going to play Trey Burton. When it comes to the flex, T.Y. Hilton, I think, is a good option. He's been having a good stretch of games so far. He has pretty much a pretty decent playoff schedule. You know, they play the Raiders this week, and they play the Texans again next week, so I think T.Y. Hilton could give you a good play the next couple of weeks. Boom bust candidate wise, I have Nelson Aguilar here. You know, he always is a guy that he's either heavy involved with the offense or he gets nothing. So hopefully this is going to be a game. Now, the Colts are a very tough pass defense, so lower expectations. Hopefully he gets enough volume, enough targets to hopefully give you a decent fantasy day if you have to play him. And then Michael Pittman, same thing. You know, T.Y. Hilton has kind of emerged in the last couple games. Michael Pittman hasn't been that guy, but that stuff can shift at any moment. So hopefully, you know, he's a decent play as well. Now moving on to the Jets versus the Seahawks. It's over under 47 points, and the Seahawks are favored by 13.5 points. Not a lot of fancy, you know, guys here, but the must starts in this game are going to be Russell Wilson, Chris Carson, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett. I mean, that's the obvious choices. And you're going to sit Sam Darnold against the Seahawks, and you're not going to play any tight end from any team in this game. At the flex, because of volume, now, this all, you know, if Frank Gore is considered out for the week, Ty Johnson is going to be the guy who's going to have the workload. It's all about workload now. It's all about how can I get points based on the volume. So hopefully, you know, Ty Johnson gets the majority of the carries, makes him a flex appeal this week. I think Jameson Crowder, I think any guy that's a, you know, high volume slot guy, one of, you know, Sam Darnold's favorite targets. I think Jameson Crowder definitely has appeal there. And now, because Denzel Mims will not be playing in week 14, I think Rashad Perriman has a decent, he's a decent play here because the Seahawks are not a very good secondary. So it could be a chance that Perriman has a good game this week as well. So those are all the fancy guys for that game. Now moving on to the Green Bay Packers versus the Detroit Lions. Now this is a over under 55 points. The Packers are favored by 7.5 points. The must starts in this game are Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford at quarterback. At running back is Aaron Jones. Now I have DeAndre Swift here if he's available to play. If not, I think Adrian Peterson's a good play here. At wide receiver, you're going to obviously play Devontae Adams. He's going to be the top tight or the top receiver this week. And then Marvin Jones, because Kenny Galladay is now ruled out again. And I like Alan Lazard. Now, Alan Lazard has not played the snaps that he's been playing in the beginning of the season before his injury. However, every week he's getting more snaps. So hopefully he'll play more than 60 or 70% of the snaps to hopefully get some targets and hopefully have a good fantasy game. At tight end, you're going to play both TJ Hockenson and Robert Tonyan. And then when it comes to anybody who you're sitting and playing the flex or boom bust, really only guy I can think of is Jamal Williams because he does relieve Aaron Jones, you know, at times. So there could be a chance that he has some, you know, flex or boom bust appeal there. But he was the only guy that I could really think of in this game that would have been in that category. And now moving on to the Saints versus the Eagles. Now this is an over under 43 points. The Saints are favored by 7. Now, the must starts in this game is Taysom Hill. We've seen last week that Taysom Hill can throw the ball decently. So it looks like because he's a dual threat, definitely has, you know, he has a must start this week. And then Jalen Hurts. Now, Jalen Hurts, if you're a Carson Wentz owner and you're able to get Jalen Hurts off of waiver wire and you play in a two quarterback league, Jalen, we have no idea how Jalen Hurts is going to do. You know, we have a small sample size of his ability. We know what he did in college, but is that going to translate to the NFL? There's no tape on him, so that could be a good thing for him. But I think you play Jalen Hurts because if you get a quarterback to play and you had Carson Wentz, you have no more quarterbacks, you have to play him. So I think he could maybe, I mean, it's not the best, you know, obviously matchup against the Saints, but I'm this game's intriguing to see how he plays. Then at running back, you're obviously playing Alvin Kamara. Now here, Miles Sanders is, this is one of the most upsetting things for the season is seeing Miles Sanders become this guy that everybody was looking forward to watch and play and take that next step forward as a fantasy running back and an NFL running back, not just that. But once he came back, I don't know if it's the offensive line or just how Carson Wentz had struggled, but I have Miles Sanders as a fringe RB2. He's almost a guy that, you know, we've seen his snap count diminish and we see now Jordan Howard was active last week and then we see Boston Scott get a lot of his, you know, snaps as well. So I don't know what's going on here, but Miles Sanders is he's going to be a very, very interesting player to play going forward, but we'll see. At wide receiver, you're going to play Michael Thomas, obviously, and then the players I'm going to sit tight end Jared Cook. I'm not going to trust that. You know, he had a touchdown last week, but that I think that was just the everything just kind of went that way, but with Taysom Hill continuing to be the quarterback, I can't see that being a constant thing. At the flex, I think Latavius Murray is a decent flex here. Boom bust candidates for this game is Jalen Reagor. Just because, you know, he is the number one. He's gained majority of the target share. We just don't know how Jalen Hurts is going to be. So, right, so I have, as well, I have Dallas Goedert and Zach Ertz as boom bust candidates because even though Dallas Goedert has been pretty consistent, we don't know how Jalen Hurts is going to, you know, appeal to that. So we have no idea if Jalen Hurts goes after the tight end position or he shies away from it. And then the wide receivers and the running backs get the majority of the targets. Who knows? But that's why it's a very risky play. You play him because they're good and he's been consistent, but it's just hard to see a quarterback change the first week of the fantasy playoffs and try to play a guy you've been consistent with. It's just tough. If I had Dallas Goedert, I'm playing him just because he's my best tight end on my team and the best option out there. But Jalen Hurts is going to, you know, that value is going to be determined based on what we see out there on Sunday. Now moving on to Atlanta Falcons versus the Chargers. Now the must starts in this game are Justin Herbert. Crazy to see Justin Herbert become just ineffective last week against the Patriots. It's amazing how Belichick was able to scheme and make him look completely like a rookie. Crazy. This is how crazy he's been for him all year. But You know, that's Bill Belichick and his mastermind of scheme and defenses. Matt Ryan, I think, is a decent play. Austin Eckler, obviously, you're playing at wide receiver. You're playing Keenan Allen, you know, Calvin Ridley. Now Julio Jones will be out, so obviously Calvin Ridley gets, you know, more of the target share. At tight end, you're going to play Hunter Henry and Hayden Hurst. At the flex, I had Todd Gurley / Ito Smith here. I think both have flex appeal. I mean, Todd Gurley, it doesn't look like Todd Gurley anymore. He'll come in for short yarded stuff or goal line stuff, but it looks like Ito Smith is going to be one of the guys who's is going to be their pass catching running back and kind of help move the chains, but they both got flex appeal here. And my boom bust candidate for this game is Mike Williams. Now, I think, obviously, Mike Williams is a very talented receiver. However, you know, it's never consistent. You know, it's always when you bench him is when he has big games, and when you play him, he does nothing. So just something to monitor and something, you know, I think the matchup, obviously, against the Falcons is a good matchup, but the Falcons have been playing better on defense since Raheem Morris has taken over as head coach. So it's just hard to determine that. They're not the laughing stock that they were at the beginning of the season. So just something to look at, you know, and hopefully you have a better option there at wide receiver if you're looking for a boom bust type of guy. Now going on to the Washington football team versus the San Francisco 49ers. Now, there's not really a lot of options here. I think that there's some decent like flex play or boom bust type of players, but the only must starts I have in this game is Terry McLaurin. I think that this is a game where, you know, he's the wide receiver one, so I do think that he's a must start every single week, unless you have better options out there. But for me, he's a must start. I think Brandon Ayuk. I think Brandon Ayuk has shown enough. You know, Debo Samuel has not been. You know, he had one good game, and then he had kind of a mediocre game here and there. But I do think that you know, it's all about the defense, and the 49ers, or the Washington football team are a very good, you know, pass defense and defense overall. So, you know, Brandon Ayuk, I think you can play just based on target share. Same as Debo Samuel. I think Debo, they both, you know, they're the 1-2, so I think you have to play him. But the problem is Nick Mullins. So Nick Mullins, I mean, this is a tough defense, so I think that you have to kind of downgrade some of these guys. But I think if Brandon Ayuk is on your roster and you have, you know, I think he's a guy that you have to play, unless you have a better option out there. Then at tight end, you're going to play Logan Smith and Jordan Reed. These are fringe tight end one guys for me, but like I said, Logan Smith, you know, he had a great game last week against the Steelers. And then you look at what happened with Jordan Reed. I think, you know, based on volume, I think he could have in garbage time. I think that he could have a decent game. This is a revenge game for him, so hopefully there's a little extra motivation. So hopefully he'll have a good game. And then at quarterback, you're going to sit Nick Mullins and Alex Smith. And then, like I said, I think Debo Samuel you can play. I have more as a flex this week, but I think that he's a guy that you can play along with Brandon Ayuk. It's just not a lot of good wide receiver options in this game. Now moving on to the Steelers versus the Buffalo Bills. Now this is an over under 48 points, and it's the Bills are favored by 1.5 points. The must starts in this game, you're going to play Josh Allen. Obviously, you're playing Big Ben. Looks like James Conner is going to be back, so you play James Conner. At wide receiver, you play Stephon Diggs. And at wide receiver, you're going to play Deontay Johnson. In tight end, you're playing Eric Ebron. When it comes to the flex, I have Devin Singletary and Zach Moss here. You know, it's not the best matchup, but, you know, it's like I said, it's all about opportunities. And they split the backfield. It was looking like Zach Moss was going to be the guy who's going to be the lone, you know, starter. It seems like they're using more Devin Singletary last week. So I still think there's flex appeal there based on the workload. And at the wide receiver position for the Steelers, you got Chase Claypool and Juju as guys that are, you know, decent flex plays. And I think Cole Beasley was on fire, you know, and I think that as long as John Brown continues to be out, Cole Beasley is a decent play here. I think he is starting to, you know, show his skill set. He's a smaller wide receiver. He's definitely good for PPR formats. So I think Cole Beasley is a good play this week as well. Now moving on to the Monday night game, we got the Ravens versus the Browns. We have it over under 47 points. The Ravens are favored in this game by 2.5 points. The must start to this game, we saw Lamar Jackson look like Lamar Jackson against the Cowboys. This is another good matchup for him. Hopefully this is another, you know, good outing. You know, he's a must start. Baker Mayfield, he's a must start in a 2-quarterback league. Great game last week. I think that he, you know, he could definitely have a, decent game against the Ravens if there's garbage time or whatnot. But, you know, this is two teams that play physical. They run offense first. So it could be one of those things where, yeah, there must starts, but there could be low volume when it comes to pass attempts and whatnot. So we will see. But I think that Baker Mayfield has been playing well enough to be considered as a start in two quarterback leagues. At running back, you're obviously playing Nick Chubb. You're playing J.K. Dobbins. He's a starter. I know they rotate through like four running backs on Tuesday night, but I do think that J.K. Dobbins will be the guy you want to play. At wide receiver, you're playing Jarvis Landry. At tight end, you're going to play Mark Andrews. And I think Austin Hooper definitely could be decent here. He's been limited in practice with a neck injury. But like I said, with the way the landscape is with tight ends right now, I think that he could be a decent play there this week. At the flex, you're obviously playing Kareem Hunt. And that wide receiver, Marquise Brown. Now, Marquise Brown has now had a couple decent games for PPR formats, but, you know, may not be a bad thing. You know, he's a guy that, scored a touchdown in the last 2 weeks. So he could give you some decent play here, you know, but then again, he could get you a goose egg. So that's the risk you take with Marquise Brown right now. And for boom bust, I have Gus Edwards and Mark Ingram. Like I said, the Ravens like to rotate through the running backs. So if that's the case, and you have to have a running back that you need to play, hopefully for some points, I mean, I would take Gus Edwards behind J.K. Dobbins, but you just never know with the Ravens. It all depends on who has the hot hand and what package they have for certain running backs and what they do with that. So that is, you know, all the starts and sits for that game. But overall, this is, the fantasy playoffs, man. This is go big or go home. You know, you got to win to keep on going. And, you know, in most, you know, most leagues, you know, there's going to be somebody that's going to be the lowest seed, make it into the playoffs and win a fantasy championship. So you got to take everything week by week. You know, you may not have the best, you know, roster in a sense of the players, but it's all about finding that formula of players who have good matchups and players that you could rely on in the sense of, you know, hopefully get you enough points, because I've been there. I've had a stacked roster before and lost a championship. So it happens. Just because you have the big names doesn't mean they can perform like big names. So just something to monitor but and look at and remember. So with that being the case, that is it for today's episode. I'll be back tomorrow on YouTube when I go over all the ins and outs of all the injury updates. But good luck in your first week of the fantasy playoffs. And all the people who had their first round bye weeks, just chill, watch all the games, enjoy Sunday, enjoy, you know, just be able to not be stressed out about how many people are, you know, are scoring or not scoring for you. This is the 1 week you can just chill and just enjoy watching football. So I'm one of those candidates. So I'm excited about that. I just get to just watch and enjoy watching all the games without any fancy implications in any of my leagues. So that's nice. But on social media, if you want to follow us on social media, you can find us at Twitter and Facebook at the Gridiron Pod. We're on Instagram at Gridiron Fantasy Football. So remember, don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss any more episodes, and try to help you win a championship throughout the next few weeks. But take care, and we'll see you on Saturday.